Hello, listeners. This is April Hughes, and you are listening to my podcast, The Mindful Teacher. My podcast is a podcast that focuses on mindful techniques for you and your students to help you thrive and be successful in the learning environment. My motto is keeping teachers sane one episode at a time. So I appreciate the fact that you're taking time to tune in. Make sure that you hit subscribe so that you get all the new podcast updates and enjoy the show. Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Happy Teachers Appreciation Week. Well, this is the time in the school year where we stop and reflect about how our school year has gone. This may come in the form of an end of the year evaluation. This might be an individual reflection, or perhaps this is something that you're just choosing to do yourself. Regardless of how this comes about, all good educators need to reflect on the good and the bad things that happened during the school year. And I often did this at the beginning of my teaching career, but made the mistake of not writing anything down. So I didn't journal about it. I didn't put it somewhere where I could access it when I felt revitalized when August came. I just thought about it and said, yeah, I could change this, or maybe I could do that to make things go better. But if you don't write it down, it's just going to go in one ear and out the other. So I want to encourage you to find a place to either write down all of the things that you want to keep for next year and all the things you want to change. I like to do this by just making a simple T-chart with keep and get rid of. And then I just make bullet points of ideas that I like and ideas I do not like for next year. I would also encourage you to maybe take some time to visit some other teachers' classrooms to see what other systems they might have in place that you could steal and implement in your classroom for next year while you're thinking about it. For example, I was subbing for another teacher the other day, and she had a really great seating chart arrangement. And in my building, everybody has tables, so there's no individual desks to move around. So there's only so many configurations that can happen, and it's kind of a pain to make seating charts because I'm constantly changing them. So her idea was really good because it was like little sticky notes that she could move around easily without getting on the computer and making it a big change. So I took that nugget, went back to my classroom, wrote it down, and put it in my file for next school year. So I want you to think about the good things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because we know there was all of those this year. So now that it's Teacher Appreciation Week, I was reading through my wonderful Onward book from Alina Aguilar, and her topic for May is, of course, appreciation. So she talks about the benefits of appreciation, the benefits of gratitude, and things that I've already discussed about, you know, the benefits of being mindful in your classroom. I don't know about you guys, but it has taken all of my willpower to remain mindful in these last couple weeks. I mean, I'm using all the tools in my tool basket for mindfulness techniques. I'm meditating, I'm journaling, I'm yoga-ing, is that a thing? I'm not sure. But I'm doing those things and I still have a really short fuse with the students. I mean, I think I'm just gonna allow myself a little space here and say, you know, it's been a good year, but it's been a long year. So I have to admit that this year has been pretty good for me, but I know that there's teachers out there that it probably hasn't been great for. And last year, it was probably my worst year ever that I've ever had teaching. So I know what it's like when you have a good year, and I definitely know what it's like to have a bad year. So I really want to talk about a little bit, a couple little excerpts from the Onward book and this chapter about appreciation, because Elena Aguilar just says it so concisely that I can't even paraphrase to make it sound good. So on page 300, she says, "It's okay to go." And I'm going to dedicate this to all the teachers out there that are feeling a little burned out and might be considering a movement or a change. Maybe it's in grade level, maybe it's a different school, maybe you're thinking about leaving a district altogether. So if you are in that bucket, I'm just going to read to you what she says. She says, "Sometimes the process of appreciation causes you to gain insight into changes you need to make or jobs you need to leave. I am committed to reducing teacher turnover and creating stable learning environments for kids, and I hope the strategies in this book help you manage the stressors at your school. This doesn't mean, however, that you should stay indefinitely in a position in which you are suffering. There are times when you may want to leave a position, a school, or an organization, and it's okay. You need to leave. The need to leave might have to do with the working conditions, the organizational culture, or personal and professional circumstances. Endings are new beginnings and might lead you onto a path where you can thrive." And I really love this paragraph from this chapter because, like I said, last year I had the absolute worst year of my life, and it was year 17 of my teaching career. I was at a new school, and I was teaching with all new people, and I was horrified at the working conditions and the way that teachers and the way students were allowed to treat teachers. And I would come home, and every night it would be like I either wanted to cry or have a glass of wine. Sometimes I did both. And I remember at the end of the year, I just told my husband, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I don't care how much I'm getting paid, and I don't care how much we need the money. I can't do it anymore. And ironically, at that same time, I was really thinking about launching my podcast and thinking about how I was going to expand my teacher pay teacher business and thinking about other ways to generate my revenue. And it was about 3 weeks before school started, and I decided, what the heck, you know, I'm just going to try it out in a different district. Because I've only lived in Colorado for a few years, this will be year three. So I haven't really had a lot of different experiences with different districts. So I'm telling you that I did take a pay cut, but it was the best move I could have made as far as culture and appreciation and feeling like I was exactly where I needed to be. And I'm not gonna lie, it's scary and it's frightening, but you're brave and you can do it. If you've been in a classroom and you're a teacher, you're brave enough to handle it. So if you're thinking about this, and maybe you're a person that does a pros and cons list, or maybe you're a person that's like, I just have to stay for whatever reason, know that you don't. And it's only up to you to choose your own destiny and where you want to go. And I will tell you, sometimes change is the absolute best thing, and it can revitalize your career. So I'm talking from personal experience here. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, besides reflecting and thinking about making a change, I want you to think about what kinds of things you did this year to take care of yourself. So at the beginning of my podcast back in July, I talked about ways in which you could develop mindful strategies to make it through the school year. And I gave a lot of ideas on doing yoga, self-care, eating right, taking time for yourself, meditating, whatever it was. And I've asked listeners many times to think about how much time do you reserve for you? How much time do you take for your self-care to make sure you are where you need to be? Because all teachers, regardless of how much they care for themselves throughout the school year, are burned out at the end of the year. They just are. It's just a natural progression, and we all take the summer to revitalize and, you know, kind of forget about everything to start the school year fresh. But I want you to reflect on ways in which you did that this year and be honest with yourself. And I want you to write it down, because you can think about it in your head, but really write it down and say, these are the things I did for myself this year for self-care. And then I want you to set some goals for yourself for the next school year about, what do you want your self-care to look like for next year? Do you want to incorporate meditating? Do you want to incorporate journaling? Do you want to incorporate an exercise regimen? Do you want to incorporate Zumba or yoga or whatever? I mean, what are you going to do to take care of yourself moving forward? Because as soon as we hit summer, you're going to be like, oh, everything's great, I'm revitalized, I'm ready to start the school year. And just like a lesson plan, if you don't have a plan on how you're going to take care of yourself for the next school year, you're not going to do it. And you're going to end up feeling burned out by October. So fast forward 3 months ahead of time, and it's, you know, August, and we're back to school. What are you going to do to manage your stress? The beginning of the school year is one of the most stressful times in a teacher's life. So I want you to start thinking about that now. Plan it out just like you would plan a unit or any other thing. How are you going to take care of you? And it's Teacher Appreciation Week. So how are you appreciating yourself and those around you? So I don't want you to feel like there is a need for any kind of, drastic change. Like, you don't need to say, I'm going to go to yoga every single day. I teach yoga and I don't even go every single day because life happens. So I want you to think about what is reasonable. What are some goals that you can achieve and maintain? Think about all the things we tell our students about goal setting, that they need to be reasonable and obtainable, and they need to be specific in order for them to be reached. So start out small, baby steps. And I want you to spend some time over the summer thinking about how can you create more mindfulness in your classroom and within yourself for the next school year. So I will say that I have been conversing with the team over at that Alina Aguilar works for, and I am trying to get one of the professional developers to do a podcast here pretty soon so that she can give us some actual tips, not only from the book, but how, you know, she embraces professional development with the Onward workbook and the other book. So again, I will put this in my notes if you want a link on to how you can purchase this book. There's two books. There's a workbook and then there's a regular book, but it is definitely worth the money. And I really encourage you to think about purchasing it and reading it over the summer. It would be actually really revitalizing, I think. So until next time, I'm hoping to get another podcast out before the end of the school year. Happy Teachers Appreciation Week, and do something special for yourself because you deserve it. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Mindful Teacher podcast. Please make sure to hit subscribe and like and share with your friends so that everybody has the opportunity to get tips and tricks on how to stay mindful and successful in the classroom. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy. Check out my website, www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. Find me on Teacher Pay Teacher, Lifetime Literacy Store. You'll also see the link in the credits. You can follow my blog on WordPress at lifetimeliteracy.blog. Or you can follow me on Twitter at VintageGlam44, or find me on Facebook at Lifetime Literacy Store. I appreciate all your feedback and dedication. Until next time.